worship. And if you open your Bible to Psalm 119, we'll be looking at the second of the Psalm, verses 1 through 16 this morning. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. As I shared with you before, when our family goes on a road trip, we are traveling down the road and there's an intersection of here's off to the left and to the right. Most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, I just desperately depend upon that little woman who lives in my phone to tell me what to do. And when she does not tell me what to do, when she does not highlight the way forward, I start getting nervous. And I'm even talking to the woman sitting next to me, my wife, you know, what does she want me to do? Because I don't know. Relationships don't come easy. I mean, when left up to myself, almost makes that I feel differently to use the wrong road. I mean, I have to turn all the way back around to get back on the right road and down the right path. I need someone, I need something to keep me on the right path. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 16. The psalmist understands this to be true for people morally. We know that the Bible presents two paths that a person can walk in this life. A person can walk a path of unrighteousness or a path of righteousness. They can head down the road of sin or the road of obedience. And understanding that a person cannot keep the course themselves and have trouble discerning the way to walk, the psalmist in this passage asks an all important question in verse 9. I'm going to be answering that question in the second part of the verse. This question in verse 9 is, how can a young man keep his way pure? The question concerns, how can a person in all of his activities and all of his conduct in his life's journey, how can he keep his way pure? This refers to moral purity. It refers to the cleanness in life before God. How can a person walk that kind of pathway? It's not asking how can a person be sinless. That's not possible for sinners. He's asking how can a person who lives a consistently righteous life avoid the pitfalls of sin in this world? Your word. The verb keeping means to protect and to guard something. So here's the picture that exists. If a person will guard their way, their life journey, by keeping the scripture, the life scripture instructs them in all of life's activities, it will help them to live a blameless life. With the conduct and their soul, with their character, their attitudes, and their actions, we're according to the Holy Spirit of God. This is the main idea that the psalmist conveys to us this morning. Obedience to God's word is the means to live in the world in your life. Obedience to the word of God is the means to live a morally pure life. Applying God's word to all activities of our life will protect us from sin. When we're guided by God's word, we'll stay on the path of righteousness. God's word, obedience to God's word, is the issue in the world of your life. And I made that main statement in verse 9, verse 2 to 16. The psalmist lays out for us how the right, how the blameless, those who are living a morally pure life, how they appropriate God's word to their life. And that's what we're going to discover this morning, how we all, whatever our age, live a life that's more than that. Please take your Bible with me. Starting in verse 9, let's read the text together. We'll pray. We'll be looking to pray together. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony. As much as in all riches, I'll meditate on your precepts, and I will regard your way until the light in your statutes I shall not forget your Thank you. regard, the Bible's commandment, people are gathered together to worship. How so? Why are we coming to take this to heart? Because you're in a person. He's not the love of God. He doesn't know God. He doesn't have a heart for God. If you don't have a heart for God, you're not going to have a heart for what God says for the word of God. Solomon, as we saw last week, the main way to do some of that celebration is to be respectable. We need to promise the world that we're going to walk the path of righteousness towards God our whole heart. We don't need to give 99% of it. We need to give 100% of our heart, surrender ourselves to them, and let them know that everything we have is to keep us and not from what. When we take this book, which is written Long runs in your careers and updated in your field so that you'll know about development, technology, and skill sets that are needed to do your job well and take a business. If you will continue learning, you will be successful reflecting in your field saying, sure, that industry in which you work is somewhere away when you bring in your people from the work side. Ready to proclaim the word of God. I'm Thank you. $1 billion. What about billionaires from around the world? He said, God is $1 billion that will never spend on six. And what am I going to fix this in the middle? I don't want to use this not even side of the government, even if it's a set. I said, it is one that I know is walking away. Because I know that this book is worth more than the meaning of the person who says, it's more than the offering. There's a question. You are the most important part of this book. It's where the fix is. This book is a lot about art, there's a lot of things, there's a lot in the world, there's a lot of things in the world.
Thank you.
relationship with Him. Empowerment to live in the abundant life that we have spoken before. Alright, listen, if you don't know Christ, you're watching at home, you will never be committed to the Bible. Thank you.